This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Grape Bar Sports Open Line.
Those mid swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Grape Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go.
Let's go.
We do welcome you in. It is a shortened edition of a Grape Bar Sports Open Line, but here we are. We've got you for about the next half hour or so. We'll wrap things up at about 6:40 and get out of the way for our Cardinals baseball, Cardinals-Rockies game 2 coming up tonight. Before I go any further, by the way, want to let you know, I think I got off the phone maybe 20-30 minutes ago with, it's been about an hour now, but it doesn't really matter when I got off the phone with him, Quinn Matthews, who just won the award from Baseball America for top pitcher in all of minor league baseball after he played at all four levels for the Cardinals this year, a guy to be super excited about. We're going to run an interview that I did with him during Cardinals pregame, so make sure to be tuned in for that. An opportunity for you to get to know a little bit somebody who is a huge part of the organization moving forward. In our next segment, I want to revisit something that we got into yesterday. And Kyle Sixta, sports producer extraordinaire, was we were joking about it yesterday because it didn't matter where you went. The question was presented: what do you want to see from the Cardinals in the final week of the season? And I had to laugh because I presented that question on this show, and then the Bally pregame starts, and we've got it on in the studio, and I see that exact question like on their bottom third graphic where they're talking about it, and then we get into the part of the radio pregame where John and Ricky, and they're talking about it in the interview with Ollie. Like, so that was the major talking point from yesterday. You could not go anywhere, and I like to be creative and original, so when I say something and then I see everybody else is saying it, it's like, oh, okay, well, I got the low-hanging fruit of sports discussions today knocked out of the way. So that's how I was feeling a little bit yesterday. But what organically came out of yesterday's conversation was the idea that there are a certain percentage, a contingent of Cardinals fans. And when I don't know stuff, I just tell you I don't know. I don't know if this is a vocal minority or if this is a larger group of fans than you would normally think that this type of thing would come out of. I don't totally grasp right now because you live in a world where I see text messages, I get call-ins, I deal in social media. People who are saying things on that are generally very outspoken in one direction. And we know, like, the numbers out there, like the penetration of, say, Twitter. The vast majority of people in this world are not on Twitter. So just because I see something on social media, that doesn't mean that that represents a majority of people. Just because somebody texts into the show, the vast majority of people listening, I am talking to you right now, you are listening to me, there's probably like a 90% chance that you have never texted in to this show or any show. Like, people don't do that. I'd love for you to do it more. Love calls, love texts, love tweets, love all those things. Love as much interaction as I can possibly get. But the fact of the matter is, most people who listen to radio are not texting in. So where I'm a little bit lost right now is I don't know these things that I'm hearing if they represent a very, very, very vocal minority, which is growing. I do know that what was definitely a minority, that group is growing, or whether it is a majority of people. I don't know for sure at this point in time. But where the conversation kind of organically went to yesterday, and because we had to get out of here for Cardinals baseball, I tabled it until today because I wanted to continue to go down this path. I think it's interesting. Was the idea that it's okay for Cardinals fans to be rooting for the team to lose, whether it's because they don't want the team to be rewarded with an above 500 record in a season that they deem is unacceptable, whether it's because they feel like a below 500 record has a larger percentage chance of prompting change, whether you're just so frustrated with the organization, you don't want to see them having a winning record, like whatever it might be. So where we went to a little bit yesterday, but we didn't have time to fully go in on, and I'm going to read some of the text messages I got yesterday, and you can certainly chime in here as well if you want to on the text line at 314-436-7900, or you can tweet at me at Matt Pauley on air. I want to get into the idea of fans almost rooting against the team because they feel like either A, that's what the team deserves, or B, they feel like that's going to prompt change. I disagree with both those things. I do. I don't get the idea. I understand. I understand why people go down that path. It's not a path that I would go down, and it's something that I think people are being more vocal about for the first time ever. Previously, I feel like if you were in a situation where you were so frustrated with a team that you actually wanted to see them lose, you kind of kept that inside. You didn't share that. What struck me, and really kind of startled me, for lack of a better term, yesterday was the amount of people that are very, very open about rooting against the team because they don't want to see them rewarded with an above 500 record. So again, I understand why you walk down that path, even if I disagree with it. I like to always say that I don't like telling fans how to be a fan. In fact, I even got the text message yesterday where somebody says, "Oh, Matt's scolding fans again." Like, no, I'm not. No, I wasn't. I was just, and that was before I even got into this. This is when I just kind of casually said there's some people who are rooting against the Cardinals and not wanting to see them finish out with the 500 record. That wouldn't be the way I would go about being a fan, but I wasn't scolding. I was just simply stating a fact. And then we started getting all these messages. So I'm going to read some of these messages. We're going to dive in on it. If you've got thoughts on it, you can text in 314-436-7900 or tweet at me at Matt Pauley on air. And we'll kind of dig into this a little bit. We'll do that coming up in just a moment. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We're back at it as heavy for another 20 minutes or so. We'll get out of here a little early and get into St. Louis Cardinals baseball. Cardinals-Rockies at game two of a three-game series tonight. Yesterday was a lot of fun. We saw young guys coming up big. We saw Mason Winn, 15th home run of the year, 150th hit this season. There's not many Cardinals rookies who have had a 150-hit season. Jordan Walker, career-high four RBIs for Winn. Walker breaks the tie. Victor Scott II drove in a run after coming in as a pinch pinch runner and staying in the game. He had that wacky play where he was able to keep it alive going back to second. So it was really fun yesterday seeing all these young guys come through, and hopefully we can see more of that over the final five games of the season. So this is the conversation, and I didn't have it on my bingo card going into yesterday that this was going to be the conversation, but I was kind of struck by the fact that yesterday when I threw out kind of the innocuous, generic, what do you want to see in the final week of the season topic, that so many people responded in, don't want to see the Cardinals win another game. Want to see them finish below 500, where there are people who are like actively rooting against the team for various reasons. And the reasons seem to be of what people are saying, just based off the text that I got yesterday. And I don't think this is a majority of fans, but I do find it notable that that was something that I heard a lot of yesterday. There are a lot of people out there that are very openly saying they don't want to see the Cardinals win games, basically because they don't want to see the Cardinals rewarded with victories, rewarded with an above 500 season in a season that they deemed as being unsuccessful, unacceptable. So these are some of the comments I got yesterday, and if you want to get in here, you can do so. 314-436-7900 is how you text in. Yesterday got a text message that said, afraid a winning record might give a cover to the front office. Another person said, I'm a 15-year season ticket holder, and count me among those who feel under 500. It is exactly what Cards management deserves. 500... has been their success, so they failed. Let the record show it. Elsewhere, just things. That was kind of the main line. There's, but we also at the same time got a text message from someone yesterday said that fans rooting against our team to finish below 500 eliminates them from being able to consider themselves fans. Text message from the 417 said, I'm another one of those negative Cardinals fans that hope they lose every remaining game and end up at 79-83. That was going into yesterday. I hope it's the final nail in the coffin of Oliver Marmol and John Mozeliak decides he's had enough and he resigns, if not fired. And I hope there are massive changes for 2025 because I wouldn't go watch a game if the tickets were $5 a game. Well, if you have tickets have been about $5 per game, if you haven't noticed. Some of the messages that have come in today since we started talking about this. I will never cheer for the St. Louis Cardinals organization to lose. Cubs fans went through a much longer streak and never gave up on that organization. What happens the last four or five games this season should not make a difference because the quality of the product has been evidenced since the first two or three series of the season. Marmol must go. Sidebar real quick, and I'm not trying to make this an Oliver Marmol thing. We all know that I stand in the corner of Oliver Marmol has done a nice job. Bernie Miklas was on with the Dave Glover show today. And if you didn't hear it, perhaps go back and listen. It was pretty good what he had to say today. He made the point that the Cardinals have a negative run differential of 55. They've been outscored by 55 runs this year. That is among the worst in the National League. Only the Nationals, Marlins, Pirates, and Rockies are worse than the Cardinals in run differential. From that metric, this should be like a 73-win team. This team should look a lot like the way it looked last year. So, look, nobody's going to give this team a parade because they're likely to be an above 500 team with a negative run differential. I'm not saying that. But I think it is a fair conversation to have about, okay, the run differential is this, the record is this, the record leaves a lot to be desired, the record is unacceptable, not making it to the postseason, all those things not right, but they have outplayed their run differential. What leads to that? Why have they outplayed the run differential? And to me, it does largely go back to Oliver Marmol. I think he's done a very nice job managing this team. It's largely connected to the performance of the bullpen, where you give the team the lead from the seventh inning on, and what, like four losses this season after when they've been winning in the seventh inning on. So I give Oliver Marmol a lot of credit. Is he the perfect manager? No, he's not the perfect manager. Has he been at the helm of this team over back-to-back seasons where they're not in the playoffs? Yes. So if the end of the season comes along and they make the decision that they want to move on from Marmol, I get it. I understand it. But I think if that happens, it's not because of the job he did. It's because of the fans not being happy. I was talking earlier about the vocal minority, majority thing. I do think more Cardinals fans than not don't love Oliver Marmol right now. I think there's not very few, but I think more than half of Cardinals fans are not fans of Oliver Marmol at this moment. And you're coming off a year where attendance was down, and I don't know how sexy the moves can be this offseason. So what do you do to energize a fan base and get butts in the seats? Do you make that move? To me, it's a move that would not be fair to Marmol. I think he has done a nice job this year, but I know the Cardinals have to be looking at this and saying, is that what needs to happen? From the 618, the only reason I might wish for a losing record at this point, if it would help them get a better draft pick. Otherwise, let's enjoy the rest of the season. Kyle Sixta brought that up to me earlier. Look, J.J. Weatherholt looks like the real deal. We might be talking about him playing the final month of the season with the Cardinals next year and talking about him and Mason Wynn being the double play combination up the middle for the next umpteen years. That might be the conversation when we get to September 25th of 2025. It's nice to have to hire draft picks, and that if that is something that really gets you jazzed up, okay, I can understand that. I can understand that. At the same time, there is a draft lottery. There's no guarantee. Having the worst record you have a little bit better shot for better picks, but there's also some protection in there to be able to make sure that just the last place team doesn't for sure get the top pick. 636 says, I think the bigger issue for the Cardinals is who's going to be making the changes rather than what changes need to be made. I don't trust the front office to make the changes. As a result, I would suggest that the Cardinals completely clean house in the front office, bring in a totally new crew and philosophy, and then go from there. I think there's going to be a good number of people from outside the organization who are going to be in the organization next year. And I think we might start to get an idea about that when there's a news conference. I think there's a good chance that happens on Monday. But at the end of the day, again, it's about getting butts in the seats, right? What energizes the fan base? And if you sit there and say, well, you know what? We're going to hire 9 baseball analysts from all over Major League Baseball, and we're going to really upgrade the way that we look at the game. Like, that's great. Do that. Do that. Please do that, because that's going to help this team from the long term. Like, get caught up in some things. Bring in some eyes from other organizations. Do all those things. I think that is huge, and I think that makes a long-lasting impact. But does it really, really, really impact 2025? No. And is anybody going to call up Cardinals? Go to Cardinals.com and say, I'd like 2 season tickets, because they're setting up 9 new cubicles in the baseball analytics department, and I'm really excited about it. No, like that doesn't work that way. I always say this about the pitching lab. Like, they don't have, from an infrastructure standpoint, there needs to be more things. There needs to be more technology. They need to have more tools at the disposal of the entire organization. But you don't pick up and renew your season tickets because they're building a pitching lab. So the important, long-lasting, meaty changes that are going to happen in this organization are not the sexy, on top of the hood stuff that prompts people being excited. And something that I'm going to do on this show all off season long, and I'm just one voice, one of many voices in this media market, but I think this is very important. I am going to try to, and I'm hopeful that the Cardinals are transparent with us about things that are going on that allow people like me and other people in the media, and there are so many great people who are so good at covering this team. I just happen to have a show on a very important radio station. I am hopeful that we will be able to use this platform to tell you the things that are happening in the organization that are meaningful change as they happen. That's what I'm hopeful, because I think there is going to be meaningful change. I think they're going to get things on the right path. I think this is going to be an organization that once again is going to be able to draft and develop and help guys become the best version of themselves. That's the problem. That's the problem. Guys are not being made the best versions of themselves right now. You fix that, a lot of other stuff just kind of falls into line. You fix that, I'm not getting 9 million messages telling me how bad of a manager Oliver Marmol is. Like, that's not even being discussed. But Oliver Marmol and John Mozeliak and everybody else, they're at the front. They are front-facing. They are the faces of the organization during a time where there's not a lot of really compelling stuff going on. Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado are getting into latter years. Mason Wynn isn't quite that guy quite yet. There's not this super compelling player or group of players on the team. So all you can do, I get it, all you can do is look at the Oliver Marmols and the John Mozeliaks. I would tell you that there are things that need to be fixed in the organization that I think they're on the path to fix, that it's going to start very, very soon, and eventually that's going to lead to them winning a lot more games, no matter who the manager is. I don't know if that's 2025, though. I don't know if that's 2025, because if you make those changes right now, those things don't start to fix themselves. It takes a little bit of time for everything to work out. All right, one more break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up this edition of the program before we get you set for Cardinals and Rockies. Our coverage starting at 6:45, so 12, 13 minutes away right here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Starting to wrap things up, just about 3 minutes left in the program. Again, Cardinals baseball, our coverage begins at 6:45. Mentioned this at the top of the program. Always encourage you to listen to KMOX and continue to listen as we move forward. But a lot of excitement about Quinn Matthews, and rightfully so. Matthews just went through a year, his first professional season, where he pitched at four levels, all four full season levels, low A, high A, double A, and triple A. Really impressive that he was able to do that. He had a 200 strikeout season. In the past 13 years in all of minor league baseball, there have been two 200 strikeout seasons. Brandon Pfaadt had one in 2022, and Quinn Matthews had one this year. Matthews is the 10th Cardinals minor leaguer ever to reach the threshold of 200 strikeouts, and the first since Rick Ankiel did it in 1998. His 202 strikeouts and 143 and a third innings were 28 more than any other pitchers in the minors this season. He made at least four starts at four different levels, but never more than nine starts at any level before he eventually got promoted. And with all of that, he was named the Pitcher of the Year by Baseball America for all of the minor leagues. Not the Cardinals minor league Pitcher of the Year, the Pitcher of the Year in all of minor league baseball. If you heard John Mozeliak speak with Tom Ackerman on Sports on a Sunday Morning on Sunday, Tom asked him about Matthews, and to paraphrase Mo, he said, a lot of Cardinals fans might not know Quinn Matthews' name right now, but a year from now they will. The inference being, he's going to be here. Quinn Matthews is going to be here next season. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to win a job out of spring training. In fact, I think that's unlikely. He did not have a lot of success in September at AAA this year. I think he ran out of gas after a very long professional season, first time he had ever pitched professionally, and playing college baseball and playing summer baseball doesn't prepare you for playing professional baseball. So I think he ran out of a little bit of gas there at the end. So starting the season next year at Memphis probably makes a lot of sense for Matthews, but he's going to be here. And all indications are at this point that he's going to be really good. I got the chance to talk with him, and I'm going to run that interview during the Cardinals pregame show. So that's going to, our show starts in 5 minutes and 20 seconds. So we will run Quinn Matthews during that. So if you want to hear from a guy that you've got every reason to be incredibly excited about moving forward, you'll be able to hear from him coming up in just a little while. Thanks so much for being tuned in. Day baseball tomorrow. So we'll have a full Sports Open Line tomorrow night, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. But don't go anywhere. It's the Cardinals and the Rockies. Our coverage begins in 5 minutes here on KMOX.